What is evil to you, and what are some specific ways to defeat that evil?
I think evil is the extreme hatred and violence.
Assertion of power.
In the interest of hurting other people.
A government that doesn't respect the rights of individuals.
Donald Trump.
Stupidity, power, and narcissism all together.
Evil is extremism.
Putting oneself as the ultimate source of all knowledge.
That their opinions are the only opinions that matter.
I think two biggest evils are ignorance and arrogance.
I don't like the word evil because
evil is just something that we put onto something so we don't have to deal.
It absolves anyone who considers something evil. And one of the greatest dangers is assuming that you are not capable of horrific things. Everybody is capable of horrific things.
How can we fix this?
One way is by education.
I think we need to teach children pride, self-esteem, music, and I think poetry.
Raising children in culturally inclusive and respectful and celebratory manner.
Another way to combat evil is to face it head on.
You have to fight it.
You need to approach evil with passion.
Not stand down, not concede.
Having a strong and supple spine to be grass. Having that kind of firmness and flexibility.
Acknowledge that it exists.
Recognizing that in yourself. It's recognizing that you have the capacity to do awful, awful, awful things and not be complicit in that evil.
Which is why I think theater is a beautiful duality of a bunch of different things, because it can disrupt any sort of complacency or social neglect. And it can also heal.
The only way to really combat ignorance is to try and listen to the other person's point of view and not to attack one another.
Really, empathy. Empathy for me is the answer.
How to combat arrogance? You just deny them that. In the same way that you deny a toddler expecting to get his favorite Fruit Loops.
We all just gotta find something that we can just be in common about and just forget all this other shit. We all like to eat, we all like to rest, we all like to fuck, except for asexuals, and that's great. And I'm not being sarcastic, I mean that, it's who you are. But you know what I mean. We all like to go up into space. Everyone thinks space is cool.
I mean, it's funny, we call this Project Harmony. I think what's important is that half the equation of harmony is listening to melody. It's listening to one another. It's finding that perfect place for you to sit in the mix, to sit in that collection of voices, and to create music that's stronger because of it. That's how we defeat evil.